CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
After yesterday afternoon's brief downpour, some gardeners are hopeful the drought will soon end so they can tend to their gardens. And with expected high temperatures, some may get to it this weekend. But why not plant Manitoba native plants this year? This weekend, the Living Prairie Museum is hosting their annual prairie plant sale with Prairie Flora. Prairie Flora specializes in native prairie Manitoba flowers and grasses, along with growing heirloom vegetables. All of the plants from the museum and Prairie Flora are an homage to before the European settlement in Manitoba. In fact, at one point, tall prairie grasses covered 1 million square kilometers in central North America, stretching from Texas to southern Manitoba. But now less than 1% of these grasses remain, and in Manitoba, only about 1/20th of that 1% is left. The Living Prairie Museum will be selling plants starting Friday, May 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturday to Sunday from 10 to 4 p.m. Prairie Flora will also be on site to offer seedlings for sale. For more information, visit prairieflora.com or livingprairie.org. This is Christina Hrenik.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg. CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Last week, the opening of Jeannette Park was welcomed with singing and drumming, and a large group of residents from the south side of the city, along with the Pakistan High Commissioner to Canada. The park is named after the founder of Pakistan, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. Jinnah led Pakistan to independence and was its first Governor General and President of its Constituent Assembly. The park took 2 years to develop, said City Councillor Janice Lukes of South Winnipeg St. Norbert. She says the area is constantly developing more housing and parks, but many have yet to be named. For Jeannette Park, she says her ward, along with the rest of the city, has a strong Pakistani community who are proud of their history and understanding of Jeannette's principles, which are of social justice and equality. She added that it is important we share our cultures and traditions to gain a greater appreciation and understanding of how cultural diversity goes hand in hand with a just and equitable society. Tariq Azam Khan, Pakistan's High Commissioner to Canada, spoke at the event.
But you are the people, it's the Winnipeg people who have retaken the lead. And I must congratulate. You are maybe a small community, but you have got a big heart.
Jeannette Park is located south of Tim Sales Drive at Northern Lights Drive, which includes a pond, a recreational cricket field, and a new play structure. This is Christina Hrenik.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.